listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we're not focusing so much on the products you're selling, but the words you use when you're selling them. We're talking communication, specifically how to communicate with seniors. There are some best practices to think about when you're talking with Medicare clients who are 65 or older. So let's discuss them. ASG Episode 120, Senior Speak, Talking to Medicare Clients Age 65 and Older, written by Lauren Hayden. As an insurance agent who sells Medicare, most of your clients probably fall into the 65 and older population. When you talk to people in this age group, there are several communication do's and don'ts to keep in mind. The team here at the Agent Survival Guide has everything you need to know about having a successful, respectful conversation with your clients who are 65 plus. For starters, what are the proper terms for older adults? Senior citizens? Older adults? The elderly? If you've ever been unsure of how to talk to Medicare clients who are over the age of 65, you're not the only one. The last thing any agent wants to do is offend a client by calling them an old person, but you already know that, right? Several studies have been done over the years to see which terminology is the least and most offensive for this age group. After analyzing the results, we've found that the term older seems to be widely accepted among the population, such as in older adults, older individuals, or older Americans. A large percentage of older adults also seem okay with being called baby boomers, since it simply indicates the generation in which they were born. Seniors is another option that's inoffensive. However, senior citizen has a negative and patronizing connotation, so we recommend avoiding it. Using elderly is also a big no-no, as it makes people over 65 sound frail and incapable. On the contrary, the word elder is generally acceptable, as it conveys a sense of honor and regard. Just think, respect your elders. The following are terms to definitely steer clear of when talking to older adults: golden years, geriatrics, positive aging, and successful aging. Note that it's not just demographic labels that can insult seniors. A word like still can also convey negativity, as in still driving or still exercising. Phrases like these imply that seniors are doing something out of the ordinary, when in fact, many of them drive, work out, and do a variety of other activities on a daily basis. It's essential to practice using the appropriate identifiers when talking to other agents, your field marketing organization, and especially your clients. Getting into the habit of using the right words when you're talking about older clients will help prevent a slip-up when you're meeting with a client. Besides using the proper terms when talking with your Medicare clients, you also want to practice patience with them. When talking to seniors and really any client, it's very important to never talk down to them or be condescending in any way. A lot of the information you share with your clients will probably be brand new to them, and for many, this could be their first time buying a Medicare plan. You may have to go over the same information more than once, but you shouldn't let this frustrate you. Try to remember, their knowledge will not be up to par with yours, and you should always practice patience. You can ask your client every so often if they need further clarification. If and when they do, try to explain what you were talking about in a different way than you did the first time. If they're having trouble following you, repeating the exact same explanation may not get you anywhere. Think outside the box. Use analogies and examples when possible. You can also switch up your presentation style. Remember, not everyone learns in the same way. So consider visual aids like charts, videos, or printouts that your clients can see, touch, and interact with. These suggestions may take practice, and it might be hard at first to not clench your teeth in frustration. The best way you can combat impatience is to empathize with your client and put yourself in their position. Treat them the way you would want to be treated if you were trying to purchase a healthcare plan. Lastly, when you're communicating with Medicare clients, whatever you do, avoid using elder speak. One major offense an agent can make when talking to older Medicare clients is falling into elder speak. This is the tendency to use patronizing language or simplified words when talking to seniors or addressing them with names like sweetie or dear. If you find yourself using a high-pitched voice, you might be using elder speak. Many seniors maintain the same vocabulary they had years ago, several improving their vocabulary as they age. There's no reason to assume someone over the age of 65 needs simplified words or phrases any more so than younger individuals. Older adults usually take elder speak as an insult, not as being kind, so do your best to avoid using it. Studies have even shown that patronizing seniors because of their age can be detrimental to their health and have a direct impact on how long they will live. A long-term survey conducted in 2002 found that those with positive perceptions of aging lived an average of 7.5 years longer than those with a negative outlook. This is a bigger increase in lifespan than studies have found to be associated with exercising or not smoking. It's possible you might be using elder speak without even realizing it, but you should make a conscious effort to interact with your client as an equal or oftentimes wiser adult. During your appointments or phone conversations, remember, decisions equal empowerment. As an insurance agent, it's your job to guide your clients through the decision-making process. It's important that you don't make a decision for them or assume you know what's best for them. For seniors, being able to exercise choice can lead to a greater sense of confidence and self-esteem. It also helps them feel empowered to be more proactive in life. Allowing your clients to make decisions for themselves is also imperative in regard to compliance. Your input should always be regarding what plan you think, in your opinion, as a professional agent is the best fit for your client. It goes against the Medicare communications and marketing guidelines to say that one plan is the best or that your client must pick this one over that one. Let your clients be the ultimate decision makers. You may find that some of your clients wish to have someone else at the meeting just to have another set of ears retaining information. If your client does bring someone along to the appointment, such as one of their children, be sure to speak directly to the client choosing the Medicare plan. It can be frustrating for seniors when questions that should be addressed to them are directed towards someone else. By not asking your clients questions that have to do with their wants and needs, you can cause them to feel like you think they're incapable of answering questions or understanding the information on their own. Your client is the one purchasing the insurance plan, after all. Make sure the tone of your conversation reflects that. Putting all of these tips into practice and making a conscious effort to communicate with seniors the same way you'd interact with any other adult will benefit you in the long run. It can even help to boost your sales. You may already be using appropriate communication techniques with older adults, and if so, that's great. Keep up the good work, and regardless of your client's age, always treat them with respect and compassion. If you're looking for more strategies to help polish your sales pitches and improve your business, we recommend visiting our show notes. We have links to additional articles and podcast episodes, as well as our social pages. How do you get to our show notes? Great question. On your device, click on the title of this episode, and that will bring up the show notes with the links to all the information that we just mentioned. We recommend visiting the show notes after each episode so you can get more information and, of course, keep listening to our podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We will see you next episode.